back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ashley.
Caught your breath there, girl?
Yep. Just looking at you takes my breath away.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. My best friend soulmate here. So funny. My sugar mama.
Be paying your bills.
Paying those bills. The late fees anyways.
Yeah.
Speaking of paying stuff, did you get your baby's Easter baskets this year?
I got some stuff.
Did you? What kind of stuff do you put in their Easter baskets?
Candy.
Of course. But like what kind? Do you have one you always go to?
Always some kind of Reese's. Everyone kind of likes their different things. Like since Riley has braces, she can't have anything like gummy. But I always end up like, you know, I like the little chocolate eggs. What I can find at Dollar Tree, which is what I did. So yeah. I actually have some of the stuff sitting right here.
Yeah. All right, so go I went through to that Five Below, bag. What's
and
in
there's
there?
A new thing out.
So did I.
Out right now, edible grass.
I got that too.
Did you get the green apple? That's all
yes.
they had.
Did you try it?
No.
Did Don't you? Do it. It's so gross. It just tastes like a mouthful of paper. There's a green. Okay. There's nothing green apple about it.
Okay, just well, it's not going in my bag.
Paper that melts in your mouth. But I was so excited about it. I was like, oh my gosh, how cool. Aiden can try that. That's something new.
I think Walmart had some in different flavors.
Well, okay, so my thing that always goes in an Easter basket, you know me and my favorite Easter thing is Peeps. I think everyone knows that by
Disgusting.
Now.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Guess what I found at Five Below yesterday.
I actually saw some there, and I was like, oh, I should just send you some.
Hot tamale Peeps.
That's disgusting.
No, ma'am. I cannot wait for him to open his basket so I can try them. Because you know how you can't open Peeps because then they get hard? So you have to wait till you're really ready to eat them? Yeah.
You don't get yourself a basket?
No.
You're like, no I can't way. Wait for him to open it so I can eat it. I usually do like sometimes a joint one for me and Evan.
That's cute.
So yeah,
well, it spreads out really good, so that's nice.
The edible grass and whatever. And then I just got these two little fidget. They're like it's got sensory sand pals, and I saw those.
Mm-hmm.
I got Caleb this little doggy and Riley avocado cat.
Yeah, I saw those.
But I just got those like quick things, but usually I'll like do mostly I'm always doing affordable things.
Right.
Because.
Hence Five Below.
Five Below and Dollar Tree.
But Five Below adds up real, real quick.
And now Dollar Tree is a $1.25 tree.
Yep. Something at Five Below yesterday was $5.55. I am not okay with that. That's false advertisement.
Well, I mean, there's tax.
Yeah, but not. This was not at the register. This was on the shelf. It stated $5.55. I was like, no, ma'am.
Inflation.
Anyways, but yes, one other thing that always has to go in the basket is a chocolate bunny. Always. I grew up getting chocolate bunnies every year, so I've kept that tradition alive. Oh no, we have bag number two.
Yes. So there was actually some better stuff at the Dollar Tree this year. Usually it's just like stuff you've never even heard of.
Right.
I did get a double crisp chocolate bunnies. I realize now that I did not get anything for me and Evan, so I'm I had to do that again. They had the fruit chew Tootsie Roll.
Oh, those are good. The blue one. Yep, that's vanilla, right? The blue vanilla.
Blue vanilla one is the, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I felt like that's pretty good.
My favorite thing and one thing that I had in the hospital was Nerds eggs. They were so good. It's like a jelly belly almost covered in a weird texture, but they're so good.
Yeah, then I usually go for, like, shoes or movies. Like
just, yeah, I got Aiden a football.
Yeah, just, like, something, you know.
But because he's older, I don't do the Easter basket because we don't do the egg hunt and stuff. We don't believe in the Easter bunny. We go to church. Yeah. But I got him the football. Every year I'll get him something, an activity that he can do. But because now his best friends live out here, I'm like, they need stuff to play with. They need footballs to take to the park and basketballs.
Yeah, well, Five Below is the way to go. It's cheap.
Heck yeah.
And they have some decent stuff. Yep. So, like, I think they year, like, I got them, like, headphones from Five Below. I mean, and they have these tiny little bunny tote bags. I don't even have, like, baskets. Mm-hmm. So, like, it doesn't fit a whole lot of stuff in it.
Yeah. Oh, I totally skipped my point, but my point is we don't do the Easter baskets, but I get gift bags for him instead. Yeah. It's so much cheaper and easier.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do the stuffed animal every year, but no more stuffed animals. My baby's grown.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to, like, I know some parents will be, like, getting stuff for every single holiday. I'm right. Like, I can't get behind that. So that's what I have planned so far. I was trying, like, at Five Below, I'm like, this little thing was $5. And I'm like, I'm like, I could keep going and getting stuff. But I'm like, but everything is $5. Yeah. So that's going to add up really fast.
Yeah, it really does.
So I know the new Spider-Man movie is out, so I might get that for Riley. Then I have to figure out a different movie or something, because I like to do the same gift usually.
You and I both grew up in Christian homes, obviously. What were your traditions growing up, and what are they now?
In terms of, like, an Easter bunny?
And like Easter, yeah.
So Easter. So I grew up with not really doing any of the holiday figures, like Santa or the Easter bunny or the Tooth Fairy or the leprechaun, or which is really creepy.
Right.
So not really doing any of those things, but my grandma was really into those things. So she actually would do our Easter baskets and leave them at our front doorstep Sunday, you know.
That's cute.
Sunday morning.
That's cute.
And so I kind of took that as tradition-wise, where, like, they would be at the – not outside of the door, but, like, inside the door.
That's cute.
But we never really were like, yeah, the Easter bunny's real. We don't do the pictures with them, just because I don't feel like it did me any harm, but you know, I want them to know what the holiday, specifically Christmas and Easter, I want them to know what the holiday is about,
like the true meaning and not the Hallmark version.
Yeah, like, so today at work today we got these resurrection eggs, so they're all Easter eggs, and you read the story, and in each — it's almost kind of like a what are those calendars for Christmas?
Advent calendars. Advent.
So it's kind of like that, but they're all in Easter eggs. So there's different parts of the resurrection story. So, like, in one egg, there'll be, praying hands or the crown of thorns or the spear or the stone or the cloth he was wrapped in. So we did that today in class, and then we did, like, a little resurrection story wheel with them. And I like those things.
Right.
And we
– See, I grew up very similar to that. Like, we definitely didn't celebrate any of the idols. Like, we didn't do the Easter Bunny. We didn't do Santa Claus. Now, my mom would mess with us on purpose because she knew that we didn't believe in any of it. It wasn't a thing in our house. Christmas was to celebrate Jesus' birthday. Easter is to celebrate the resurrection and him dying on the cross for us. Like, so we already knew, like, the real meaning behind everything. So there was no Santa Claus, but she would mess with us every Christmas, and she would, like, ring bells just to get our heads going and play with us, like, silly stuff like that. But then on Easter, we always did Easter egg hunts, but it was never that the bunny was outside hiding the eggs. It was, we always knew that it was our parents outside hiding the eggs, and it was just something fun to do on Easter. And like dyeing the eggs the night before, that was just always something family fun to do. Mm-hmm. But we didn't focus our Easter around that. We'd always get together and have like an Easter lunch with our family. And so it's kind of the same thing that we do now, but we don't do Easter egg hunts because obviously my kid is too old. But
well, you could do different things. Like I think during COVID, since there was no egg hunt, I found like a scavenger hunt.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And so we just did it inside. I have like the paper. And we hid them. Like I hid them in funny places. Did you used to dye eggs?
Yes. I was the best at it too.
Yeah. I think I did it once with Riley. I don't think I ever did it with Kayla because it's just like, oh, it's such a waste of eggs.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to hide those.
Oh, that was the best part about Easter though, because you could always go to the fridge after school and get yourself an Easter egg for snack.
Oh, but they don't like hard boiled eggs. So that's.
Oh, see, I loved them and still do. So for me, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should do that this Easter. Go get a kit.
Maybe. Sounds kind of fun. I need some joy in my life.
Yeah. Oh, man. So one thing that has, you know, I've been thinking about for this year is when is a good time to let your kid watch Passion of the Christ?
I think around the age 10 or 12, because their comprehension is there and their understanding, and they know more about the whole situation. But definitely have that conversation with them first and let them know that it's graphic, but it helps them realize that it was real and that it's not just a storybook story. It kind of opens their eyes and gives them that, oh my goodness, someone actually did this for me. I think it's a good thing to start them young on it.
Yeah, I talked to our pastor and he was saying like, you got to kind of go with your individual kid and kind of see like some kids are a little more sensitive and they can't handle.
Right. If your child has nightmares, definitely don't recommend
not watching like, not even just like with violence, but also just like with, you know, certain kind of dynamics. Like if there's like an abusive parent in something.
Right.
Or, you know, things like that. I'm on the fence about doing it this year. I asked her, I was like, do you think you're ready? She's like, isn't that rated R? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, you're going to let me watch a rated R movie? I'm like, well, it's because it's true. And
right,
it's but it a is true really story. Violent and it's hard to watch. And so I don't know. Has Aiden seen it?
No. No, but not because I haven't allowed him, just because it's kind of skipped my mind that was even out there. But that's probably a really good idea for this year.
Yeah.
Maybe we should both give it a trial run. I mean, she'll tell you, like, I'm uncomfortable or, Mom, I don't want to watch this anymore. Then you kind of got to listen to that. Mm-hmm. But I think yours are strong enough to handle it.
Both of them?
I think they'd be fine. I think Riley for sure, not Caleb. Not quite yet. Because his comprehension's not there yet.
Yeah, and he's really sensitive.
He'll just be scared.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both sensitive, but, you know.
I think with Caleb, that might do the opposite to him. It might deter him from wanting to even talk about Jesus because it might scare him too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So probably not, but Riley comprehends life now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely have to probably decide soon. Because, I mean, people technically watch it on Good Friday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So, what are your plans for this year? I mean, it's going to be airing Monday after, but what are your plans for the weekend?
For the weekend, we're going to church Saturday night. Because our church kind of like they want to be able to save Sunday morning for any newcomers because it fills up really fast.
Yeah.
We get that overcrowdedness and there's nowhere to sit. So we're going to take the Saturday service.
What are your like family like what are your traditions? Like, do you make the same thing every year? Do you guys do brunch? Do you guys do like Easter dinner?
It used to be, like I said, it would be like family style barbecue, like bring your own tray. Mm-hmm. But now that like the families have all grown apart, it's different. We all just kind of hang out and relax. Nothing big. It'll probably be a sleep-in day for me, that's for sure.
You're having a busy week with physical therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah, we actually have, we had a Wednesday service. I don't know what they did, but we always have a Wednesday night mm-hmm. service. And then for Easter, we have two. Saturday, we're going to have an Easter egg hunt, which is open to like the whole community.
Your church is doing it? Like, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. They did it last year, but Caleb was doing soccer, so we couldn't make it. Christmas and Easter are like the biggest holidays for churches because those are the holidays that people go to church on. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, I don't go to church, but I go Easter and Christmas. So those are the big ones. And so they do like all week long, they've been, you know, finishing up projects and like everyone's been there like every single day, like prepping stuff, prepping that for the egg hunt, prepping for church, doing all these different things. And
yeah. Now, are you the one to dress up on Easter?
Are you that mom? I like to. You mean like coordinated outfits?
Like your Easter Sunday outfits?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what I'm wearing yet, though. And
I wish I could, but this year it'll be leggings and a sweatshirt in the wheelchair. Mainly because I don't want to shave my legs. That's a whole mission in itself now.
Well, I just told you about how badly that self-tanner turned out for me.
That broke my heart. I was like, how?
I don't know how. And you know what? I don't think I like that one. I know you recommended it, but I think it dried my skin out.
That I've had happen for sure. I've had with that one.
Like, I don't know if it's because of the foam or what, but it did not. Like, I literally missed the entire inner part of both my legs. So, like, is, like, half tan. And even Caleb's like, why is your arm orange? And I'm like, well, son, I tried my best.
I said with the lemon, though?
I did. It didn't do anything.
Dang it.
Yeah. So, I might have to – you might – I mean, it's – my loss is your gain, and I might just save it for you.
Thanks. I love that one.
And then I'll just go back to my – and I didn't really like the smell either. You didn't have a good smell.
Oh, I do notice, though, when I use it on my face will end up cracking, like get really dry. So it's interesting that you mentioned that. So maybe I should look for a new one. I heard that the tan waters are really good.
I heard about this other one. I don't know if it's a lotion – but it's called tan butter. I don't know. I feel like we're naming products and we should probably get sponsorship. But I mean, the one originally that I used was fake bake and I really liked that one. And, you know, and I literally had the same bottle for, like I just threw it out because I feel like it probably got old. I don't know how good they're.
Yeah. They turn green when they're old.
Yeah.
The liquid itself turns green.
Yeah. So I probably need to get a new one anyway. But I literally had that before, like, recording music in 2018.
Because
I don't use it all the time. I'm just like, oh, well, it's summertime. Probably should not be looking all white and pasty because I am Puerto Rican. So that's, you know, it's against my culture to be all white and pasty.
So in the summer, do you usually get a tan or do you burn? I'm pretty sure in Hawaii you were nice and tan and it wasn't fair.
I know. I was so tan. If I do burn, they will turn into tans.
Yikes. I wish.
But one time I got sun poisoning.
I've had that. It's the worst.
In high school, we did a fundraiser car wash. And I got it up here. And I woke up and it was all swollen all over my forehead. In my eye, and I look like the elephant man.
Oh my gosh. See, I had that happen one time. I went to a thing called River mm-hmm. Regatta, and everyone's out on the river out in Laughlin. Yeah. And you sit on floats, and you just float down yeah. the river. But me being me, and I'm like, I don't tan. I don't burn either. The sun doesn't stick to my body. It's really weird. I don't get anything. Well, that year, of course, you know, you're drinking out on the river. So I had some alcohol, no yeah. water. And the sun, I got back to the hotel and I was sick. And it wasn't like I drank too much. I was sick. Like, it wasn't normal sick. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Sun poisoning. The next day I woke up with like third degree blisters on my thigh.
Like, I don't even like it if.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel like you're burning. Like, it's so hot outside and you're just mm-hmm. like, I feel like I'm burning. And so then I'll like put something yeah. on or whatever, or go sit in the shade. But yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's the question. When you swim, do you completely submerge yourself underwater?
Sometimes. It depends on what kind of eyebrows I got on.
I can't even tell you the last time I went completely underwater.
Really? Do you ever miss that? Yeah. Just being childlike instead of worrying yeah. about what you look like?
It's not what I look like. It's because I have swimmer's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get water in there, it'll hurt. But I also, like, I am kind of scared if my hair is going to turn green.
Right. So, especially with the blonde in yeah. there. So I appreciate that. Thank you for maintaining that.
Yes, I.
But I will tell you, there's been so many trips that I've taken where I just wish I could be childlike and just go swimming under the water mm-hmm. and go be playful and stuff. But 9 out of 10 times I have some sort of extension in my hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm so worried that something will happen to that or my eyebrows. So I care more about that than having that childlike fun. That's so bad.
Well, isn't there like some kind of like water therapy that you can do? They do. They have that stuff like at the YMCA usually or whatever. They have like water aerobics. Like, you can do stuff
yeah.
in the water. And they've got almost every hotel pool has like the wheelchair thing.
Well, when I'm capable of moving that arm to be able to swim, that'll be a goal for sure.
No, we'll just put you in the water. But right
now I would just sink.
Yeah, we'll put you in the water and see if you sink.
Yeah, I know I will. Down to the bottom.
You'd be like, you like making eyes, be like,
get me.
Help me, get me. I'd be like, do you need to get out? Can you breathe?
No, ma'am. I think I'll pass on that one, especially going with you. Thanks.
I'm not going to let you sink.
It's kind of scary.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah. The fact that when you almost fell out of your bed, I'm not going to let you sink.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I might be like, don't hold on to me because you'll take us both down. Oh, you know, I think it was before we left Hawaii, we did one of those like dolphin experiences. So me and Riley swam with dolphins.
That's awesome. I've always wanted to do that. I feel like we need a Hawaii redo. You know why, right? So I can go find my turtles.
Yes, because I found them after you left. Actually, no, they have them. They yeah. have them at, so they have a thing like SeaWorld, it's Sea Life Park. That's where we did the uh-huh. dolphin.
Like, we even went to the Turtle Beach and nothing, man. I was so disappointed. But that's okay. We have them here in Tennessee. So when we go kayaking, we'll be out there on the mm-hmm. river. And the turtles will be on the tree stumps and they'll just dive off. It's the cutest thing.
Aww.
So I get my fill of turtles, but I get my fill of snakes as well. So it's a win-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would definitely redo because we didn't go to the Mac 24/7. It's a diner and they have like the best pancakes ever. Mm. And they have like, they're giant. They're like pizza size pancakes.
Yeah.
And you can do like their pancake challenge.
Oh gosh, yeah. I would die.
Yeah. And then there's also cinnamons. Which they're very,
I mean,
I think there's one in Vegas.
I would definitely love to do another Hawaii redo, but I feel like we did pretty good out there. We got our snow cones. We went to a pretty good luau while we were there.
Yeah, I like that luau, Paradise Cove.
That was pretty good. I feel like a lot of our listeners probably don't know that situation and like why we went to Hawaii, but I have followed Ashley everywhere that her and her husband have been stationed, everywhere but one place I have gone to her to go do her hair. So it's the benefits of being friends with someone in the military. You get to travel and see them.
If you choose to do that.
Yeah. So yeah. I've been, what, to Hawaii, Georgia, Colorado, California, obviously.
Yes. So you just didn't come to Massachusetts.
The only place I didn't go to Boston, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Which we probably could have, honestly, like we could have, because that was like 3 hours from New York. Could have done New York together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'd have been good times. I still haven't. I mean, I have bucket list things for New York because I've never seen a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. I did see the famous piano at F. Schwartz.
Mm-hmm. F.A.O. Schwartz.
F.A.O. Schwartz. Yeah, that place. I heard they were closing. They may have closed. And yeah. It is not that big.
It's not what it's cracked up to be.
Even Times Square.
Yeah. People have this like false idea of how Times Square is, and it's just not what you think. It just kind of reminds me of City Walk in Universal Studios. So our next trip for sure is either Jamaica or Bora Bora. It's happening, dude. One day.
I thought you wanted to do a Hawaii redo.
We'll pretend Jamaica's Hawaii, okay?
There's definitely some places that I would love to, like I see on Instagram, they make those things look so great.
Bora Bora, the huts on the water.
Yeah, no, but there's other ones where you can like do those boat rides. And then like, it's like you're going through like caves and things.
Yes.
Would you ever, so if you get out of that wheelchair, would you ever go and like go into like those places that are like a cave type thing? You can go in, but then it gets like tighter.
Yes, and I'm not like claustrophobic, so yes, I'm all about it.
1,000% claustrophobic. I wouldn't be able to even hear a story about how you would go into a cave, and then it's getting tighter and tighter, and you can't see yourself, you can't see the light on the other way, on the other side. And I'm like, no, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Absolutely could.
So with your mom there, is she gonna cook you like?
Most likely. She'll probably cook like a ham or something.
Cook you a ham?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun. Watch like a VeggieTale Easter Story.
Oh my gosh. VeggieTales. Broccoli, celery. It's got to be.
VeggieTales.
I grew up on that one.
Yeah. I get to watch them all over again. One thing, I mean, I know we've talked about kind of the holidays before, like, and how it can cause loneliness and depression. I mean, we're so used to doing holidays by yourself.
Right, so are we.
Yeah. Does it make you sad to do it yourself?
Kind of, because it's just me and Aiden, so we tend to, like, hang out with friends, make it, like, friends' holidays versus family, because we don't have anyone nearby.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever, maybe invited to friends for holiday, but I feel like it makes me feel awkward.
Why?
Because we have, like, you know, they have their you feel like you're imposing on their family tradition.
I feel like Friendsgiving is different, though. Like, that's set to be for just friends. But I understand if you were going into someone's home, like, with their family there, they invited you as a guest. That'd be awkward.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, I did Easter one time when we were in Colorado. We did Easter with these friends of ours, and we did, like, an egg hunt, and then we one time invited, I guess Easter's kind of different. It's more like a witnessing, like, type of holiday.
Right.
So we had invited friends of ours to church, and then we had, like, an egg hunt because they had one kid and we had one kid. And they brought food over. I remember she made this, like, what's it called with your little, like, is it bruschetta? Yeah, bruschetta.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's, like, when my original blogging days, and so I had, like, taken pictures of it. And, like, that was a good Easter, but I'm still so used to doing holidays by ourselves.
Yeah.
That even now sometimes if we do holidays with the family, it's almost overwhelming.
It's weird. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's
I prefer to go to a friend's house for the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you get to come home, like, to a clean house.
That's true. And you can, like, make your stuff and then just take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did host. We've only hosted one big holiday. We might do one more before we leave. So I'm going to take advantage of the big house because we're not going to have a big house like this again. Yeah, it is way too much. Anyways. Way too much work. I can't even tell you. Like,
would you prefer a one-story or a two-story next time?
One-story because, so I'm calling myself out here.
It's the laundry for me.
It's not the, I would love, if we had a two-story, the laundry room to be upstairs.
Yeah.
But, so we have a lock on the pantry because my kids have no self-control. Even my husband had no self-control. They're snackers. And I'll go and buy Costco-sized stuff and it'll be gone within a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I, like, flip out because it's so expensive. I'm like, you can just sit here and eat five string cheeses in a row.
Yeah. You cannot do that. Thing.
No. And you can't come in here and have like 10 waffles. They did that because if you get the big size, it's like 72 waffles and they'll just go.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, you cannot 72 waffles in like 3 days.
That's a whole lot of waffles.
Uh-uh. It's a lot of waffles.
It's a lot of waffles.
So I have a lock on the pantry. So now one of my biggest pet peeves, we used to have a little hiding spot, but then they found all the hiding spots. So we just keep the keys in our room. So now it's like, hey, mom, can I get breakfast? And I'm downstairs and the keys are upstairs, but I can't tell her where the keys are.
So now you got to get up.
Got to go and I have to go get a key. Yeah. That's.
Oh, yeah. So to have a one story would be life changing for you.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the house that we were at before, but it's been nice to be able to host things here.
Yeah.
Like, we had Bunko again the other couple weeks ago, and we had way more people than the first time. And before it was really hard to try and get people to come. And now it's like, everyone had fun and we have a good group now. And so we literally had, usually you play with three tables.
Right.
And we had five. So it's four people a table. And so I was like, oh, we need another table. I'm like, but we're going to have to literally loop the tables all around to the front.
Yep.
I mean, we did that in our two-story house in Spring Valley Lake.
Yeah.
We did Bunko there one time and we had tables all over the place and you had to go through the kitchen and all that. So I'm like, if we get any bigger, this is might happen.
Yep.
It's crazy.
So fun though.
Yes. We do left, center, right dice at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I had mentioned that my daughter won. And then we had more kids come to play this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, if a kid wins again, they are not allowed to play.
Yep, that's it. It's a wrap.
They won't be invited back. Yeah, and they were like, they were talking crap to us saying that we were born in the 1900s.
So it's such a true statement now, though.
It is. It's accurate.
It's weird that it's accurate, but it's accurate. So you like hosting or you don't like hosting? I know you like the fact that you have a big house, but would you prefer to go to someone else's house for Bunko?
Oh, I mean, we've done it before and now it just kind of ended up being at my house now.
Like, but what do you prefer?
It depends on how crazy busy I am. Right. Originally, I love to host. I love to plan a party. I like to do the details and do all that. But since I've been so busy that it's hard to get the time to be kind of creative.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, and enjoy it. You know, like when you're like decorating your place and you're just like, you for you and me, it's like your creative outlet and you're just like creating and you're just like, oh, I just put your music on and you're just like doing all this fun stuff. And I don't want to. So literally the last couple times, like usually I even do love a theme party too. So it'd be like, hey guys, it's pajama theme, or hey, it's luau themed, or hey, like when I hosted.
Right.
Bunko at my house in Hawaii, it was 80s theme. And everyone's supposed to come dressed 80s. I know I have friends who will probably do it, but some people are coming off of work and because we were doing them like Friday nights, and so it was just probably not feasible.
Yeah.
But it also is less work.
So
if it's not a themed party.
So for me personally, I definitely would rather go to someone's house. I say that now, but maybe one day when I get a good size house, it'll be different, but for holidays, I like to keep it easy, go somewhere.
You don't want to have a whole bunch of people in your apartment?
No, not really.
Where would you put them?
I don't like cleaning up after people.
That's true.
I've had them, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
So thankfully this Sunday, it'll be nice and easy, go to church, do something relaxing at home.
So you're not having anybody over for Easter food?
No ma'am.
That's good.
Nope, we're gonna keep it easy this year. Are you guys?
Yeah, we have like no plans. Like, we're gonna do the egg hunt. We might go and like do a movie. There's so many movies coming out. Like, movies are back, man.
Yep, we need to go see that one movie we were talking about in the hospital.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't see it with you now.
No, but we can see it separately. Clearly, I should discuss.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to text – I'll text the people because I talked to them. I'm like, who wants to see this movie here as Sandra Bullock? I hear Channing Tatum's got like a nude scene. I don't know. Anybody into that? And they're like, I'm on board.
You get everyone going.
But it's been it's been so busy. We're also planning a girls' night because I got two birthdays coming up for our two of the ladies that I work with. And so we were going to do like a joint thing. They have a new thing opening up in Denver. It's like you'd probably like it. It's kind of like an escape room, but not like they're private rooms, but it's like virtual reality and the games are like on the walls.
How fun.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And we're like, that'd be kind of fun for like a team building night, and we're like,
yeah,
let's do it. But we're gonna do like a night out, and pretty soon, we have to plan that.
Fun.
But yeah, we got to do that movie. Haven't seen Sonic 2 yet. We've got the new Doctor Strange movie coming out. We have Secrets of Dumbledore coming out.
And absolutely none of those would I see except for the Sandra Bullock one.
You wouldn't see Doctor Strange?
No.
I thought you liked them.
Not on board with that.
But Scarlet Witch is in it. But you don't even realize that Elizabeth Olsen was related to the Olsen twins.
Yeah, not a clue.
Oh, man. But I really think you would like WandaVision.
Maybe.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I'll look into that one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's on Disney Plus, so.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about how your Easter went and if you do the eggs.
I'm not going to do my own egg hunt since we're going to go to an egg hunt.
Right. Now, here's one more question and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Plastic or coloring eggs?
Like, you mean like
growing up, what did you do? Plastic or food colored eggs?
So we did, I think we may have done both. With like all my cousins and stuff, we'd always have like everyone over at our house, yeah. cook a huge thing. We'd go to church. We weren't allowed to, I think we could have like one thing from our Easter baskets. I literally had like, I had the cutest basket. It was the bunnies. It was a big basket, pretty good sized basket. And the bunny's feet were, you know, at the bottom of the basket, and the top of the basket mm-hmm. had its like face and his little paws and his like pink and frilly. And right. I just like, oh, I love my Easter basket.
Right.
So girly. And then had like a ton of candy. And then as we got older, we would get like movies yeah. and candy and stuff. And I loved getting movies. Mm-hmm. That's how I got Ever After. I got Ever After on VHS. Was one of my Easter.
Have you ever seen The Tenth Kingdom?
No.
That's one you should probably get into. You'd probably love it. It's a long series, too.
I don't think I watched it. I actually just, I'm getting caught up on Bridgerton. You could tell your mom.
I'll let my mom know.
It is definitely less like sexy as the first season.
Yeah.
So it's a little tamer. But I'm noticing a theme, though. So, you know, in the first season and the second season, they focus on one relationship. And in both of them, it's like both guys are kind of jaded. They've got some kind of issue. And it's like the girls have to fix them.
To them.
Yeah. They're like coming in and fixing them. And I'm like, well, are we going to have something different next time where, like, the girls got the issue? I'm curious.
And we just talked about that the other day about how women like to fix men.
Last episode we talked about toxic relationships. And so it's just interesting when you have it and you're thinking about it and then you're like, you see it on there. So interesting. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, that's what I've been catching up on was Bridgerton right now. Literally has nothing to do with Easter.
But
that's a way for me to deal, like, to kind of decompress is to catch up on shows and stuff.
Yeah. So and you'll be doing that Sunday night.
Well, we're also watching Moon Knight because Bridgerton was like my, obviously, he's so annoying. He gets in bed. He's like, what are you watching? Like, Bridgerton is like, if you like Sense and Sensibility or Pride and Prejudice, like that era of shows.
Yeah.
And he just like leans over me and I'm watching it. He's like, he talks through it. He like makes fun of what they're saying. Like, I'm like, get out of here. He's like, I thought we were watching Bridgerton. And I'm like,
ooh, what a brat.
No, we are not. I am. Go away.
Thanks for trying. Try again.
Yeah. And he'd be like, ooh, blah, blah, blah. Just make comments. And I'm like, I can't hear what they're saying. You need to go away. So.
All right, girly. Well, I know you got to pick your little one up. So.
Yeah. So you can find me at ashley.reed. You can find us at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram.
You can find me at amber_n_g on Instagram. And we'd love to hear from you guys, hear about what your traditions are. I know everyone's different and how you feel about keeping the religion and the idolizing separate.
Yeah. Or if you've ever seen Passion of the Christ.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll talk next time.
We will talk next time. We will.
We can get someone on the line.
We'll see who else we can get up.
On the line.
Someone on the line. All right, cool.
All right, bye.
Okay, talk soon. Bye.